Hey everyone, welcome back to Heal, Survive, and Thrive. I'm so glad you're here and I'm so excited for today's episode.
I am super excited about this topic because it's something that a lot of people struggle with, and it's totally understandable why we sometimes struggle with this, and it's acceptance and forgiveness. And so when we're in situations when we have been in a relationship and someone's betrayed us, or you know, a friend has talked about us behind our back, or not even really that someone did something wrong to us, but maybe we can't accept who someone really is. And that's something that I see very often, especially with my clients, where the real struggle happens. You know, when someone betrays us, it's very easy to fall into the trap of not wanting to forgive. And most people have that belief that, well, if I forgive you, then I'm letting you off the hook. And I know we've talked about this time and time again, and forgiveness really has nothing to do with the other person, and it really has to do everything with yourself. And it's the letting go of that negative story. It's letting go of that negative energy. It doesn't mean that what someone did was okay. It doesn't mean that we're letting them off the hook. It just means that we're done reliving this nightmare over and over again, and we're ready to move on. Some people naturally can get there. Excuse me. They feel like, you know what? I've cried all my tears. I'm just done talking about this, and they're ready to kind of move on with their life. And other people get really stuck in this trap. The other aspect of accepting and forgiving is when we have to accept someone for who they are, and that our expectation of who we want them to be is not—it's not happening. So the expectation that we had on someone, they're not that person, and we have to accept them for who they are. And I often wonder why people struggle with this. And for me, I always looked at it as, if you are struggling with accepting someone for who they are, and you can't see or you don't want to see the red flags that are hitting you in the face, and someone's doing something hurtful time and time again, and you're just not able to see through the cloud, I always wonder why that is. You know, why do people get stuck in that? And for me, I think it's really, it comes from lack. So when we're in a relationship and we know that someone is hurting us and abusing us, whether it's physically, emotionally, sexually, whatever the case is, right? We know we're not in a good relationship. Why is it so difficult to get out of that situation? Why is it so difficult for people to accept someone for who they are and to say, okay, this isn't what I want, and to stay firm in that and to move on? And for me, I think number one, it has to do with a lot of lack of self-love, self-confidence in yourself, to know that what you really want exists and is out there. So when people stay stuck in these relationships and they can't accept someone for who they are, and they can't say, okay, I accept you for who you are, and you're not the person for me, and I'm going to forgive you and forgive myself, and I'm going to move on. The process of that, while yes, of course, it's not an easy one, when you start loving yourself, when you start having the confidence in yourself to know that this person isn't it, and not only is this person not it, but the person that I really am looking for, the feelings that I want to feel in a relationship, that not only exists, but I'm going to find it. So when we come from lack, and we have these stories in our mind that that person doesn't exist, and I've never had that kind of a relationship, so how do I know if I end this one that I'm going to find that one? So all of that lack, all of those negative stories, that's the stuff that's keeping you stuck. And in order to really work through that and to leave a relationship or to accept someone for who they are and make a decision of, okay, do I want this person in my life? Is this person good for me in my life? You know, in order to really come to that point, you have to have self-love. You have to have the love, the self-worth, the self-respect. You know, you have to believe without a shadow of a doubt that what you want exists and that you will find it. And it's not an easy thing to do. You know, you're basically walking blind into the future. But in every aspect of your life, we do that. You know, we can't predict the future. We don't know what's going to happen. But when we want something to happen for ourselves, whether that's a job, whether that's I want to make this much money, whether it's I want to meet this person, you know, or I want this car, I want this house. When you want something bad enough, you get it. You find a way to get it, no matter how long it takes you, no matter how hard you work. If you want a college degree and that's important to you, if you want a successful business, you will work day in and day out. You will believe even every time you fail and every time you fall, you say, okay, I'm going to pick myself back up and I'm going to keep going. And I'm going to keep going until I reach that goal. And that's what we have to do for ourselves in relationships. And so often people will come to me that are very, very successful in their business and they're struggling in their personal relationships. And I always say, and vice versa, you know, I have people that are in wonderful, happy marriages, but they struggle to find their passion and find their purpose and have a career that's meaningful where they're also financially, you know, successful as well. And I always wondered why some people struggle in one area and some people struggle in the other. But the reality is, no matter what area you feel like you need the most work on, if you can do it in one area of your life, you can do it in the other area. It's really the same thing. Because if you're financially successful, if you have a, you know, a great professional career and you worked really hard at this career for years and years and now you've made it and you're at the point of success that you always wanted to be, no matter what it looks like, doesn't mean you have to be making $1 million a year and have 5 houses across the world. It could mean that you're just, you know, financially content. You have a little extra to go on a couple vacations with, and that's fine with you. That's what you want in your life. But in order for you to get where you are, you had to grind. You had to have a certain level of hunger and drive in order to achieve those goals. And so it's really the same thing in relationships. When we've been burned and we've been disappointed and we've been cheated on and we've been abandoned and we've been left, that's all the disappointment that you also encountered in your professional life. So what's stopped you in your professional life from continuing and from not letting those failures get you down? Nothing stopped you because you wanted it bad enough and you knew you deserved it. And it's the same thing in our personal relationships. When you know that you're worthy of a great relationship and that that relationship exists, that's huge. You have to know that relationship exists. And this isn't wishful thinking. This is actually using more logic, using that logical side versus that emotional side. Because logically, there are plenty of good men out there. There are plenty of healthy, amazing women out there. So to think based off of a couple of experiences that doesn't exist would be, it just doesn't make any sense.
So the next part of accepting and forgiving is grieving. And this is something that most people don't do. They just force and force and force themselves to want to believe that someone is something that they're not. They're showing you they're not this person. And when you're not accepting and you're not seeing the signs because you want to live in a fantasy world, because you're coming from that lack place, because you don't believe what you want really exists, when you come from that lack, you're going to put blinders up to reality. And when those blinders come down and we start to see someone for who they really are, that's when the grief, the sadness, the anger, the frustration, the resentment, when all of that stuff washes over us and it washes over our relationship. And that's when bitterness starts to happen and arguments start to happen. So none of this stuff is easy. None of this stuff is a quick fix. This isn't something that all of a sudden we're just going to, boom, we're going to accept someone. Boom, we're going to, you know, have the confidence in ourselves to leave a relationship that we know is really bad for us. But little by little, these are all tools. These are all things to kind of open your consciousness up, awaken you on some level to what you really deserve and that what you deserve is out there. So when we're accepting someone for who they are, and, you know, when we're accepting that this person is not the person that I thought they were, whether they all of a sudden changed after 5 years of marriage or 20 years of marriage, or they were always this person and there were huge red flags and we just didn't want to see it, regardless of what the situation is. When we accept We have to look at this person for who they are, and we have to grieve. We have to grieve who we wanted them to be, the projection that maybe we put on this person. We have to accept and grieve the fact that maybe this person was that person for a long period of time and now they're not. And now life is changing and now things are ending. You know, that's a process in itself. And we can't blindly just accept and forgive and move on. We have to grieve this sadness. We have to grieve this change that's happening. But I will say the grieving period, while it is necessary, and it's something that you should want to do for yourself. You know, so often I hear clients that are ending relationships or they have just ended a relationship and they immediately want to be over it. And I was there as well. I definitely went through a huge period in my life after the ending of a relationship where I just didn't want to feel like this anymore. I didn't want to be sad. I didn't want to be angry. I didn't want to be upset. I didn't want to feel this wave of, you know, just sadness that was coming over me every single day. And one day I felt good and one day I felt like crap. And it was the up and down roller coaster. But it's what you have to go through. And it's what is emotionally healthy for you. And that's something that most people don't really realize. You know, when we end a relationship and we immediately go into another one and we go into another one and then we're living with that person 6 months from now. And then we're quickly engaged because we want to get married right away. And we're just forcing, you know, life to kind of happen rather than letting us learn from these experiences and grow and take time to heal. And life, you know, we've all heard this. Life is, it's about the journey, not the destination. So you have to embrace every phase of life and you have to embrace the crappy times that we sometimes don't want to go through and the sadness that we have to feel in order to get through this hump and this point. You know, those times of sadness, that's where you do the self-reflection. That's where you're growing. You know, growth equals pain. You know, nothing can grow without some tears. And my mother said this years ago, and she goes, you know, nothing can grow without water. And I used to always say, you know, why do I have to feel so sad about this? Well, I'm so sick of crying. And she's like, because you're growing, you need to grow. And in order to grow, you have to go through this difficult stuff. It's the people that jump over all of this and just want to sail off into the sunset that, number one, they keep repeating the same patterns and the same, you know, lessons over and over again. And then they wonder why they're still attracting the same person, because you didn't take the time to do the work that you needed to do. You didn't reflect back and learn the lessons that you needed to learn. So what were the lessons in this relationship that you didn't see? You know, did you overlook red flags? Were your standards maybe just not high enough when you were dating and you met this person? And those are all things that are really important. In order to move on and be happy in your life, you have to, number one, forgive the other person and forgive yourself. That's definitely a huge aspect. And so often people will forgive themselves, but they can't forgive the other person. Or they end up forgiving the other person, but they are stuck in such shame that they can't forgive themselves for maybe not seeing what they would have seen now or knowing what they would have known now. And they get so hung up on, I can't believe I let this happen to me. I can't believe it. And they get so stuck in that rather than understanding that you did the best you could from where you were at in your life. And you have to be gentle with yourself. This is not accepting and forgiving, especially forgiving yourself. You have to really love yourself in order to work through self-forgiveness, in order to say, you know what? Yeah, when I met this person, I'm not that same woman. I'm not that same man. And I would clearly see these red flags. I'm in a different place. I've done work on myself, but I have to be gentle with the person I was at that moment in time because that person didn't know better. And like Maya Angelou says, when you know better, you do better. So now you know better and you've learned lessons and you'll do better going forward. So we can't keep playing the blame game on ourselves. And we also can't stay in the bitterness of not wanting to forgive someone else, no matter what it is that they did to you. Forgiveness is really the gift that you're giving yourself. And some people don't want to look at it that way. Some people want to stay stuck in the anger and they want to stay stuck in the bitterness, and that's totally fine. But I know if you're listening to this And if you're the person that is ready to do the work, that you understand what I mean by this, is that you forgiving someone else for letting you down, for betraying you, for lying, for not being the person that you wanted them to be, for, you know, maybe they were that person and then they changed. In order for you to live a good life, in order for you to be happy, you have to let go of that negativity. You have to let go of that story. And it's something that is not easy to do, but it is something that can be done. Because 9 times out of 10, no one wants to hear the story. And quite frankly, you need to get to a place where you're sick of telling the story. Until you're sick of telling the story and repeating and reliving the same thing over and over again, then nothing's going to change and you're never going to be able to forgive someone. I know for me, the forgiveness that I've had to do in my life, it came to the point where it was either them or me. I realized that if I wasn't going to forgive someone else, that they were winning. I realized that if I didn't start practicing this forgiveness and letting go of that negative story, that all of my energy was going towards that person and that situation. And it wasn't going towards, you know, that energy wasn't going towards me creating the life that I wanted to live and manifesting the things that I wanted to manifest and living happy and peaceful and content every single day. When people come to me and they say, I just want to be happy. I want to be at peace. I want to love myself. In order to do all of those things, you have to put yourself first. And in order to put yourself first, that means that you have to let go of a lot of things that aren't serving you. So the story that you're telling yourself about why Susie did what she did and why it was so unfair and why, you know, your ex-boyfriend did this to you and how much you despise him for it and how angry you are for him for that. Really what you're feeling is sadness. And this is something that I talk about often with my clients. A lot of the times the people that I coach that are struggling with the anger, what I always say is anger, the underlining feeling of anger is sadness. And sadness comes from the disappointment. Sadness comes from that expectation. And when you have that disappointment and the sadness washes over you, when you don't want to feel that sadness, you're going to become angry. You're going to allow another emotion to step in front of that sadness rather than you sitting with that sadness, welcoming it, you know, have a conversation with it, get to really what's the core of what I'm feeling right now. And anytime someone tells me that they're angry and we dig deep, that underlining feeling that they're feeling or that emotion is sadness, and you have to embrace it. So in order to really move on with your life from a past relationship, we have to accept. We have to accept that things are changing. We have to accept someone for who they are. We have to accept that, okay, I'm about to go through grief. I'm about to go through the process that I need to go to in order to really grow from this. I need to accept the lessons that I needed to learn in this situation. And we can't be blind to the fact that every situation that we're in, every person we meet is in our life to teach us something. Sometimes they need to really hurt us in order for us to awaken, and other times we're teaching them something. We have to forgive ourselves for not knowing what we know now. We have to forgive someone else for the fact that they hurt us, and that why they hurt us is because they're hurting inside. And we have to, you know, when I watch videos on forgiveness and when I talk about forgiveness either on my channel or here, it's very, you have to understand why people do what they do. And I think sometimes when you can understand why someone hurts you, where that's coming from, and that they're actually suffering inside as well. It doesn't mean that because they're suffering, we have so much empathy and compassion for them that we keep them in our lives and we welcome them at our table. But it does mean that it takes the sting a little bit out of what they did. And you're able to get to a place where you can understand that what they did had nothing to do with you. So when you look at it that way, it allows you to not take things so personally. It allows your ego to not get in the way so much. But we are still human and we're going to feel hurt. And that's just the natural ability that we have as human beings is to feel our feelings and to have emotions, right? So that's what separates us from animals. And the last thing in terms of really moving on is knowing that what you want exists. Focusing on yourself, focusing on that self-love, that self-worth, that self-respect. When you know you're worthy of greatness, when you know you're worthy of an amazing job, an amazing partner, and that you know that that exists, you have to know that exists. And again, like I said, that's not wishful thinking. That's you loving yourself. That's you using more logic, that logical side of your mind, than staying stuck in that emotional side and letting those negative emotions take over and making you believe that what you want doesn't exist. So that is it for now. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I will see you in my next episode.